This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It is a special kind of person who doesn't run away. In fact, comes running when someone yells, fire! Firefighters are a breed apart from most of us. And someone who'd get lowered from a helicopter into a fire, tearing through the open air, well, that is another species altogether. And Jessica Crump is one of them. She's a helicopter repeller, or officially, a wildland firefighter for the United States Forestry Service, and she's based out of Grants Pass, Oregon. She's joining us now as part of our Good Gigs series. Jess, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me here, Virginia.
Well, it is such a high-impact job, but also a really, really dangerous one. What got you started in this?
Honestly, it was the just the appeal, the overall job in general, just being out in the woods all summer long, getting to bond with your crew, and yeah, pretty much being paid by the government to go out on a kind of a camping trip almost.
Well, a camping trip that involves rappelling from helicopters into fires.
Right.
How did you train for this?
The Forest Service has a pretty extensive program that they end up putting their recruits through. Initially, you go through a month-long program that's at the individual base that you work for. Mm-hmm. And then nationally, they bring all the crews together out in Salmon, Idaho every year, and they put you through rappel training, which mm-hmm. is anywhere from a week to a week and a half.
So what do you do? So let me just do a scenario here. You know, there's notice of a fire. You and your crew gather. What happens next?
So what ends up happening usually is the lookouts, which are strategically placed in the forest, will call into dispatch that they have a smoke report. And essentially, an alarm goes off at the base, and within 10 minutes, our first load, which consists of four repellers, will be completely suited up and on the helicopter, and the idea is that the helicopter is lifting off within those 10 minutes. And then we fly out to the coordinates, hopefully locate that smoke, and then anywhere from 5-10 minutes, we hope to be on the ground. So we'll rappel out of the helicopter and hopefully land on the ground within 1/10 of a mile from the fire. Usually the closer the better, of course. Mm-hmm. And helicopter will then come back and lower our gear down to us, and we'll go into suppression activities.
Oh my goodness, so that's really fast. Tell me a little bit about that feeling, you know, of when you're getting lowered, you know, maybe not into a blaze, as you said, but as near as possible. What's going through your head then?
Well, honestly, so it's more, as opposed to actually being like tied to a rope and lowered down, we are rappelling, we are sliding down the ropes ourselves, so we are controlling our own speed and, you know, controlling when we do make contact with the ground. And honestly, you're so trained, the Forest Service just does such a good job of training you that you're only on the rope for tops, you know, 2 to 3 seconds, and usually you're on the ground before you even realize what happened.
Wow. Well, Jessica, I'm sure you're aware. I mean, the entire hotshot crew of 19 firefighters were caught in a deadly wildfire in Arizona. This is in June of last year, if I'm remembering it correctly, in Arizona. So so when you hear a story like that, a chill must run through you.
You know, it resonates through the whole fire community. We're all family out there, you know, people are out there, you know, most of us for 6 months straight, and a lot of that time when fire season starts, it's just nonstop. You really don't get the opportunity to see your blood family or your friends outside of fire, so you really form tight bonds with the people you work with. Mm-hmm. So to hear a tragedy like that, it just hits everyone so hard, and you just, you know, you try to learn as much as you can from incidents like that in order to prevent them in the future. That's really all we can do to honor those who have fallen.
Are there many other women doing it, Jessica?
There's a handful of us out there that do enjoy the rappel side of things. I'd say you get about 10%.
Wow. Any deference shown to women? I mean, I know in some branches of the Forestry Service, there is, I don't know, some talk of like women don't see the action in the same way as men do.
Oh, no, I would say that's kind of the beauty of the Forest Service, actually, is that there is one standard across the board for both men and women. And, of course, I'm talking about a fitness standard as well as just an ability to perform technically, especially when it comes to rappelling.
So when we do hear of big fires sweeping across the West, do they call the crews? Do they bring people in from all over?
So when you do have the larger fires, we call them like the type 1, type 2 fires, those are your 100,000, 200,000 acre fires, they'll call in like hotshot crews, a lot of ground resources. So rappel specific fires are kind of your type 5, type 4 fires. So these are your fires that are only maybe an acre to 2 acres. So the idea of initial attack, which is what a rappel crew is used for, is to get into that fire in as short a period of time as possible to put it out before it grows into a type 1 or type 2 fire.
Mm-hmm. So you're sort of the first responders.
Yes, exactly, which is why time is so important.
I wonder what your scariest experience has been so far
with fires. Oh, man, scariest experience. Running out of coffee on the fire. No. No. I'd have to say there's times where when you're on the rope, you have very little control sometimes as far as where the helicopter gets kind of pushed around by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where you'll get, you know, tangled up in trees, snags, things in the area. And again, the idea is to get on the ground as fast as possible, because the whole time that you're on that rope, you're not only endangering yourself, but everyone else in the helicopter.
Yeah, you're just blowing around there, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, Jess Crump, do you have the best gig?
Definitely. And you can ask any wildland firefighter out there, and they will tell you that they love their job, hands down.
Jessica Crump, she is a helicopter rappeller, or officially a wildland firefighter for the United States Forestry Service based out of Grants Pass, Oregon. Thank you so much. And may I say, you are a real hotshot.
Oh, no, thank you very much, Virginia. I appreciate it.
And from a good gig to one that is astonishingly bad. When Word of Mouth returns, we're going to take a look into the unglamorous life of a paid audience member for daytime TV. That's after a quick break when Word of Mouth continues.